Hey, this is Mike Robbins. Thanks for joining me for this week's audio message. About a month or so ago, I was at an event and talking to a man whose name I don't even remember at this point, but he shared with me something really interesting. He said, you know, Mike, I read a self-help book a few years ago that totally changed my life. And he said, you know, Mike, the book only had four words in it. And you know what they were? I said, what? He said, want what you have. And, you know, I mean, I'm very familiar with that concept. I think I've even heard that saying before, but something about him saying that and the poignant nature of it, the simplicity of it, but I haven't been able to get that out of my mind. And I keep thinking about, wow, what would my life look like if I fully wanted what I have? Now, this is another way of talking about, as I often do, being grateful. Very simple concept. Not so easy to practice, as you may have noticed. And I'm somebody who writes about, speaks about, delivers workshops about, and coaches people about being grateful, being appreciative. And I know from my own experience, I mean, I've said this many times here on these audio messages, and otherwise, I think we teach best what we most need to learn. So I often struggle with really wanting what I have and being grateful. And I think one of the main reasons that I struggle, and I think a lot of us, is there's a fear underneath that, that if we just wanted what we had, maybe we would have no ambition, maybe we would have no desire, maybe we would have no goals, no dreams, no, I don't know, we would just sit around and, you know, watch TV and eat, you know, chocolate chip ice cream or whatever the fear is. I mean, if you think about it, though, it's pretty ridiculous. I don't think that would happen to most of us. Being focused, being excited, wanting to manifest our goals and dreams is a really natural, beautiful thing, and it doesn't have to be in any way contradictory to us wanting what we have. So just think about that in your own life. Think about some of the things you have in your life, material things, relationships, situations, your job, maybe, you know, your own spiritual practice, your where you're going to go and be this summer or this year. I mean, all kinds of aspects of our lives. How much of your life would you say that you genuinely want? How much of what you have in your home, your apartment, your car, do you actually want? And when I say want, I mean choose and be grateful for. Now, appreciating something doesn't mean that you necessarily like it. You can appreciate things you don't like. You can appreciate people you don't like. It means recognize the value of. And as simple of an idea as this is to want what we have, it can get a little tricky because, as I was saying before, you know, there's that fear. If we want what we have, somehow we'll be complacent. Somehow we'll be lazy. Somehow we'll just sit around and do nothing. I think another fear for a lot of us is what's driven many of us for most of, if not all of our lives, is some erroneous notion that it's going to be better over there. You know, when I fill in the blank, get that house, retire, buy that car, meet that right person, make $1 million or $1 billion or whatever the number is, or $100,000. I mean, it's, you know, whatever it is, write that book, run that marathon, have the child, all those things that we think. And, you know, how many times do we have to learn this? Sometimes the hard way. That it doesn't work that way. It never works that way. It's not to say that there aren't certain milestones in life, accomplishments in life, experiences in life that aren't fantastic. But none of them, even the big ones, for me, getting married, moving into our first home, having our two beautiful daughters, all of those experiences, writing a book, graduating from college, you know, I mean, that's some of the big experiences in my own life, playing professional baseball. I mean, those are the external accomplishments, as great as those were, and all of those things were pretty great. None of them in and of themselves made me happy. And in fact, in some cases, there's a sense of sadness that would show up right on the heels of those exciting, wonderful things, as great as they were, because it was the realization that none of those things in and of themselves are going to make my life complete, are going to make me the person that I want to be, if you will. And really what it's about is being able to be grateful for and appreciate that which we have, that which we experience, that which exists in our life, even and especially the difficult stuff. Now, this one can be tricky because you might ask yourself, so are you saying I'm supposed to want my job loss. I'm supposed to want my financial difficulty. I'm supposed to want my divorce. I'm supposed to want my physical illness. I don't want those things. Those things are bad. I don't like them. Okay, look, those things and others like them, that's real. Things happen in life that we don't like and we don't want and really are painful and difficult. But from this perspective of wanting what we have you ever noticed that when you're dealing with a difficult situation, resisting it and fighting it and, sort of digging in against it never works? As Byron Katie likes to say, and I love this quote, she says, "When you argue with reality, you lose, but only 100% of the time." So, getting in touch with what's real, what's so in life right now. If you're going through a divorce, it's not to say that you can't transform that situation and reconcile. Those things have happened. Absolutely. But it's looking at the situation like this is what's happening in my life. And even if I don't like it and it's painful and it's scary and okay, wow. As Michael Beckwith likes to say, especially when we're dealing with a difficult situation, what good is here that I'm currently not seeing? So where can we find the good stuff in a genuine way? Experience our emotion about it. Experience our feelings. It's not Pollyanna pie in the sky. Oh, I'm happy. I just lost my job. No, you might be really sad about that. So be sad. But see if you can choose it because it's what's happening in your life. Maybe you're dealing with a difficult situation like we are with our home. We're upside down, underwater, as so many other people are. Do I like it? No. Do I want it to be different? Yes. Am I working to do what we can to work the situation out? Absolutely. But resisting it, avoiding it, denying it, pretending it's not there, fighting against it, feeling guilty or ashamed or angry or all those things, normal, natural, of course, doesn't make any difference, isn't helping the situation. So it's about wanting that, choosing that, accepting that. So how does this work in reality in your life? Well, first of all, take some inventory of your life. What do you have in your life? You got a lot of stuff. We all got a lot of stuff. Whether we got lots and lots of money and things or not. I mean, you look around your life, you look around your apartment, your house, your car, your office, wherever you are, there's a lot of stuff. So just take note of all the stuff. If you made a list of all the stuff you had, it would go on and on and on forever, almost. And then go deeper, not just about the things that you have, and nothing wrong with things, but look at your relationships. The relationships you have in your life, your work relationships, your personal relationships, family relationships, maybe love, significant other relationship, children, grandchildren, maybe parents, aunts, uncles, the whole thing. So you got lots of relationships. Now, are they all perfect? No, probably not. There may be some difficult, painful ones, but probably some good ones too. And just look at your experience of life. What do you do? What do you enjoy? Even some of the challenging aspects of your life. Take the whole picture of your life. If you can look at it without judgment, that's the challenging piece. Take inventory of the whole thing. There's a lot in your life, materially, relational, if you will, emotionally, and lots of experiences that you've had in the past that you're currently having now. The second thing you can do in this process is to look at where you don't want some of the things you have in your life. And again, if you can do it without judgment, just start to notice what's up with that. There's lots of things in your life that you have that you say you don't want. You want to be kind with yourself about it, but also challenge yourself, like, why is that? Why would I put up with having lots of things in my life that I don't want? If there's stuff in your house or in your car or your apartment or your office that you don't want, get rid of it if you can. If you don't like it and can't afford something better, okay, but what if you could choose that as your couch? Is this my perfect ideal couch? No. The cat scratched it and it's got some stains on it. I'd love a new one, but you know what? It's not on my budget right now. So I'm going to choose to really want and love and appreciate this couch and be grateful for it. Some people don't have couches, and I got one. Something like that. Now, I don't mean to sound like your mother saying, you should be grateful, as we all heard as kids, there's starving children around the world. Now, I appreciated that my mom told me that. I didn't get it at the time. I didn't necessarily feel more grateful because of it, usually guilty or annoyed, but it's an important message. You think about the things in your life that you have, that you complain about, that you don't like, or the stuff that you have to do. What if you shifted that to the stuff that you get to do, the stuff that you get to have? What a gift. Now, it may sound like sort of, hocus pocus, again, Pollyanna, pie in the sky, everything's fine. But if you could shift your perspective, and this is the third part of the process, and this is lifelong, by the way. This is not a quick fix. This is not a do it overnight, snap your fingers, do three affirmations, and you're fine. This is like the real personal, almost spiritual work for us to do. practice wanting what you have for the rest of your life. And the more you practice it, the more it'll expand. Wanting everything that you have, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Being grateful for it, choosing it, accepting it, surrendering to it. This is your life in this moment. And sometimes we forget, you know? I don't know why that John Lennon quote just popped into my head, but life's what happens when you're busy making other plans, he says, right? This is the real thing. So is this easy? Not necessarily. It's pretty simple. Not easy, though. We've been trained to focus on what we don't have and what we think we need in order to be happy. It doesn't work that way. If you start practicing wanting what you have, your life will transform. Thanks for listening. As always, you can stay in touch with me at my website at mike-robbins.com.